What's going on, guys? It's your favorite dreadhead here, Gio, and I'm here with
Owen and
John.
How are y'all doing?
I'm doing pretty well, actually.
I mean, yeah, it's comfortable.
You excited for to stream this?
Yeah, super. Feeling great.
All right, so like today we're gonna be talking about racism and social media.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone uses social media, right?
You have to, otherwise you won't be listening to this right now.
A huge thanks to Miss Robinson for making this possible.
All right, let's explain what racism is.
Racism is discrimination against somebody because of their race and the belief that all members of each race possess characteristics or abilities specific to that race, especially to distinguish it as inferior or superior to another race.
How do you guys feel about racism in general, in today's times especially?
In today's time, like, some people think about it like it's a light topic, but if you really look at, like, the backstory and the background of where it started, there can be, like, lots of disturbing things to see.
Yeah, really. I don't think, like, people should use racism as a way to win an argument, because that's messed up. Like, you don't know how that person could feel about that. Especially in today's world where everybody is getting offended by light things, like easy things, that shouldn't really hurt them as much.
True, very true.
But you might be wondering how we got on this topic on social media. I meant racism on social media.
So Gio actually found this clip when he was scrolling through YouTube. So explain how you found it.
I was just scrolling through YouTube and I was watching random clips, and I saw a clip of Russell Westbrook, the famous basketball player. I saw him do a really cool dunk, and the announcer said he was out of his cotton picking mind.
You know, this really surprised me when he was first talking about that, because, you know, he's a basketball announcer. He's getting paid to do that.
Yeah, he's supposed to be a professional on the topic and stuff.
Yeah. He's representing, like, the whole NBA, basically, by announcing the whole game, so he should be fired for that, probably.
Like, I can understand human, like, make mistakes, like, that's just a part of, like, us, but, you know, some things we're going to talk about later, you think that it's more than a slip of the tongue.
Social media, a place where you can receive and share information.
But there are downsides. Racist and sexist ideas and groups form on there. Young children can be heavily influenced by what they see on social media.
And not only that, there are more than one platforms on where this can happen on. But we're here to discuss real-life examples in relation to the topic of social media.
We sent out a survey to our class, and we'll use some of that information in our podcast.
The first question on our form: what are some of the racial stereotypes that you've seen in social media?
People on the survey have confirmed that they've seen that Asian people are always smart, and also like pulling your eyes to make your eyes like smaller and saying ching chong to them, and that Black people are poor and thugs, and white people are school shooters, and Muslims are terrorists.
This can be like heavily influential to like kids that don't know if this is wrong. So.
Yeah, true. They can't really see that it's a bad stereotype. They might think that it's just actually real.
Yeah, they don't know, like, what is right or wrong, because they're just kids.
There are many forms of social media, as we put in the form, like Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, etc.
Yes, and all of those have racism on them, as people say on the survey.
We found that 85% of the people found racism on Instagram, and 61% of the people found racism on YouTube. People could vote for more than one to express their full sight of racism on different social medias.
I think that was a good idea by you to put on the survey. But yeah, I can confirm that there is definitely like a lot of racism on those specified social medias.
For example, the YouTuber that now hosts Drama Alert called another Black YouTuber a stupid N-word with a hard R.
How do y'all feel about that?
You know, he's supposed to, like be on a website that, like, broadcasts to many people, especially young kids, and to say that, it's like, it could be someone that they look up to. They could take influence from that and maybe say it also.
Yeah, I agree with what John said about how young children can be influenced on this topic. But the crazier thing is that he doesn't get demonetized, which means that he still gets money from his YouTube videos.
That means that ads running videos on the channel, they probably don't know he said the N-word, so they're giving money to someone that said it before.
But not only that, there is another a really famous YouTuber. I know y'all probably heard of him. His name's PewDiePie. He said the same racial slur that Keemstar did while he was playing a popular video game for a charity live stream. So I know there had to have been kids watching that.
Like, I feel like it's even worse that he was doing it for charity and he said it, because that can make him look bad as a creator.
And it could also make the charity look bad because they didn't take it down.
Yeah, especially since it was a charity live stream, there were tons of people watching, so there were probably many young children watching.
Oh yeah, wasn't there 30,000 viewers?
Yeah, 30,000, 40,000.
But after his apology video, most people apologized.
Not to mention that both of the people that said it, they're white, and when white people say the N-word, especially as a joke, no one's really laughing at you. You just sound dumb and ignorant.
Really?
In the first place.
And according to our forum, YouTube has the second most amount of racism, and you think that the stuff we are telling you is bad.
Oh, I almost forgot to mention, there's another YouTube channel that makes songs specifically about different stereotypes. For example, the Black People song, the Asian People song, and more.
Oh yeah, I heard about those. He actually has a lot of followers, a lot of subscribers. That doesn't make sense. What do you think, John?
You know, especially as it's written as a joke, it has 30 million views, I think, on YouTube. That means a lot of different demographics have watched it. I'm sure some people took it as a joke, but some people could have been offended over the stereotypes in the song, and some people could have, young children watching it, could have thought that they were real stereotypes and not known the difference.
When we were researching, I actually listened to the song, and it said that, and I listened to the Black People song, and it said that Black people are going to steal your shoes, or you better hide your wallet. And then it was also talking about eating chicken and grape Kool-Aid. I don't know what causes people to use racial stereotypes.
True. So now on to another form of social media, Twitter. As a lot of people know, the KKK, a famous hate group, is very well known for their white power ideas and white supremacy ideals. They have a Twitter account and tweet racist things to almost 50,000 viewers.
So Twitter is a place, you probably know, you can just say random things, but I don't know why they haven't taken down these different tweets. But then again, it's also violating freedom of speech that's said in the Constitution. So I don't know what they should do about this situation.
Yeah, it's a tough spot to be in for Twitter, because for Black people that are on Twitter, I know there are a ton of Black people on Twitter, but for Black people that see this, and you said it made trending before, right?
Yeah, a couple of tweets trended.
So for Black people on Twitter, that could be really offensive, but Twitter doesn't want to take them down, because then they'll get a lot of hate from people that support the KKK and the KKK themselves. But also, neo-Nazism is a big social issue in today's times.
Yeah, even going back into World War II and the fascism movement under the Nazism, they're going back to those ideas, thinking that the white people are better, and that's just been a really old idea.
I don't see why you would use such old ideas in today's times. We're almost in a new decade.
Yeah.
That was 200 some years ago?
No, 40 years ago.
It was 60.
Yeah, 60, 80.
Oh, oops. Guys. But on our forum, one of the most highly voted for racism was also TikTok.
Yeah, TikTok, I'm sure a lot of people use it. I use it a lot. I just sit there and watch people.
It's really addictive.
Yeah, it's really entertaining. It's almost like the old app Vine that uses 6-second clips that people can make funny videos on. But there's 15-second videos of people making cool stuff and jokes and stuff.
But it's really nice until you get to the racist part, because there's a ton of racist things on there. I saw one. It said it was a it was a stereotype on black people. It was a white guy that recorded this. Mm-hmm. He said that he was talking to his friend Tyrone, and he said, "Where's your dad at?" And because he was trying to roast him. And I mean, it's just a stereotype to think that black people like don't have dads.
Yeah, very true. I mean, I see it too. Like again, nobody's really laughing. Like, you just look stupid sitting there ticking, like, saying all these different stereotypes about different races. The only people that agree with you or laugh are probably also ignorant people.
There are also lots of different videos on TikTok, but if you watch enough of the racist ones, they'll start being suggested to you and being more popular and have more views and get suggested to more people, which spreads the racist ideas.
See, I don't have TikTok, so you have to tell me how TikTok works. You just scroll through and you just see different videos.
Just talk about yourself watching TikTok.
Yeah. No, I was watching it, like, TikTok things on YouTube.
Oh, yeah, true. Yeah, you just scroll. You can just, there's a For You page. You just scroll through it, and it shows you all the different videos.
Oh, I see now. So you could just scroll through and just randomly see a racist video?
Yeah.
So do they record your search history to find out videos that you enjoy, like?
I'm not too sure, but I'm sure that they would recommend you, if you liked racist stuff, they would recommend you more of it. Another question on our survey is, how do you think this racist content on social media affects people?
And most people agreed that it's very bad for young children to view this content and to have that idea in their head that this race can only do this, or mm-hmm. this race is only as good as that, or this race is the best.
Yeah.
Especially some of the old stereotypes, they were made just to mock people. Like back in segregation was a thing. There were a lot of black stereotypes about how black people were like doing a whole bunch of bad stuff, when obviously that's not true. But they just used it to put them down and to mock them. But people use it as a joke now. So I don't think that's right, to be honest.
Yeah, because it was such a heavy thing that happened back then, that, I mean, it's not funny to bring it back. Like you said, on neo-Nazism, it's not really that funny, because can you think about what happened back then? Imagine if you were a black person back then that was always like discriminated against.
Now, another thing, what can we do to stop these racist posts?
Lots of the different websites and things that post racist content have a reporting system where you can report the content or the video that you watched. And if you think that it's racist and you have enough evidence to back it up, you can actually get the post or the video taken down off the website.
Uh-huh. Like, especially the TikTok community guidelines, like, some of the videos go up under review if you've been reported before, and they'll take the videos down really fast. But some famous people on the app that are, like, heavily favored by TikTok can post the stuff and not get any consequences from it.
In our research, we found that most teens actually don't know that they're liking the content, the racist stereotypes, and then they're getting it pushed higher up in likes and views to have more people view the content.
I mean, especially back then, back to segregation, people would do blackface. And now people on Snapchat and Instagram, they do blackface as, like, a joke.
Oh, yeah, I remember that when we were researching our other topic, actually. And we searched up blackface on Snapchat, and we saw so many people. And there was, I remember one, it was so disturbing. They if you know what the Jim Crow. Yeah, if you've ever seen that character, they tried to impersonate that. They put black all over their face and made their lips giant. Yeah, and then they said it feels good to be in N-I-G-G-E-R. Like, that's so offensive.
Yeah, they'll mock how black people, they'll say black people have privilege to get, like, better things now.
And not only that, they'll hold up Black Lives Matter signs.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Make fun of it, even though it's not really funny.
Yeah, like, especially since, like, black people are still discriminated against in some parts of the USA today. Like, to make it as a joke, and instead of, like, helping to prevent it. it's pretty messed up, I think.
I don't understand how these kind of people, like, work. Like, what caused you to do this? Why would you...
I have a hard time thinking about what has happened in their life to give them these ideas. And also, if they need to think of these ideas to make themselves happy, like...
Yeah, what are you doing with your life? I feel bad for them. Like, I mean, I guess some people could have been brought up on it, like, down in the South, like, slavery was a thing. Like, people still have racist ideas there. And, I mean, even children that are brought up on it, they'll, like, they might pass it on to their kids, and they might try to share the ideas to people that don't know too much on it and think it's the right thing.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. From here on out, make sure you don't use any racial stereotypes or be racist at all on social media. But make sure you don't do it in person either. It's your boy Gio,
Owen,
and John.
And we're leaving.